We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular.
Today's show is titled Quill's Postcards, A Quirky Safari. If you enjoy this episode, be sure to check out Quill's Postcards at storyspectacular.com.
Who wants a story?
Welcome to Story Spectacular, the silly story show you can take on the go. Listen along in the car, while you're eating breakfast, or even while you're riding on a rocket ship. I'm your host, Angie. We just received more postcards written by our space friend Quill from the planet Quark. We will hear all about Quill's safari trip. What sorts of incredible things do you think live in a space jungle? Let's find out and read Quill's postcards now.
Quill's postcards from Planet Quark, a quirky safari.
Hey Earth kids, Quill here. Today, my family and I took a trip to the space jungle and went on a safari. We drove around in a moon buggy and looked at all the cool space animals in their natural habitat. Let me tell you all about our amazing trip. First, we drove by a solar field where we saw a herd of zebroids. These striped and speedy creatures love to race around. Then we passed by a lunar lagoon filled with giant starfish and happy hippulsars. The hippulsars like to splash around and blow bubbles. The starfish flapped their fins and floated around in the water. I even saw one giant starfish do a giant belly flop. Next, my parents and I drove our moon buggy into the twinkling desert. The desert sand is speckled with stardust. It is home to a tall, long-necked creature called a giraffity. The graceful giraffity was gobbling on some moon fruit from a tall tree. There were also mighty eclipsophants trampling by. These animals are so mammoth in size that they practically block out the sun. To watch their big shadows moving along with their movements on the desert sand. We drove further across the twinkling desert and reached a moonstone mountain. We saw a pride of Satellions lounging by their lair. The largest Satellion had a big colorful ring around its neck. It let out a large roar as we drove by. Just around the corner, I could hear a mysterious space animal crying for help. It was coming from a meteor monkey who was stuck up on a high ledge. My parents parked the buggy, and I ran up this steep hill to rescue the frightened meteor monkey. I used to be very afraid of heights, so I could understand why the monkey was afraid of being stuck up high on a ledge. I was still a little bit scared too, but I waved my fears away and took action to help a friend in need. I grabbed a big space stick and held it out towards the little creature. The meteor monkey cautiously held onto the stick as I lowered it down to safety. The little meteor monkey was so grateful that it ran up my leg and arm and gave me a big hug around my head. I said, "You're welcome, monkey. Now go back home." Then my parents and I loaded ourselves back up in the moon buggy and drove away from the Moonstone Mountain. We drove across the twinkling desert, past the lunar lagoon, and beyond the solar field. Finally, we made it back home just before sundown. I walked up to my room to get ready for bed when I heard a strange noise coming from my backpack. I unzipped my bag and guess what I saw? It was the meteor monkey. The silly little creature had stowed away and followed me home. So I guess I have another pet now. But my Zog Zax doesn't mind. Needless to say, the space safari was full of surprises. I can't wait to share even more fun postcards with you soon, Earth Kids. Until then, here is some space jungle music for you to dance to. Have fun boogieing along. Far out, Quill. I'm so glad to hear that you made lots of new friends on your quirky safari trip. If you would like to see some of Quill's amazing postcards from today's episode, go to storyspectacular.com and click on Quill's postcards. While you're there, you can find out how to send in a postcard of your own. Being pen pals with Quill is out of this world! Speaking of out of this world, we have Digger the dog back here in the studio with us to share some more silly space jokes.
His name is Digger and he likes to tell jokes.
My name is Digger and I like to tell jokes.
Hi, Digger.
Hey, everybody.
Do you have some more space jokes for us today?
I sure do. And let me tell you, they are very spatial.
That's stellar. Take it away, Digger.
Sure. How do you know when the moon had enough to eat?
How do you know when the moon had enough to eat?
When you see that the moon is full.
Nom nom, that was a lot of good cheese.
How does a planet get cleaned?
Gee, how does a planet get cleaned?
It takes a meteor shower.
me the space soap, please.
What do astronauts like to cook?
What do they like to cook?
Unidentified frying objects.
Houston, we have something yummy.
Wow, Digger, these jokes really made my day.
So does the rotation of the Earth.
Oh my goodness, however do you come up with so many funny space jokes?
Oh, you know, you just gotta plan it.
I think you are one stellar dog. Come back again soon to tell us even more jokes.
Sure thing. Goodbye for now.
His name is Digger and he likes to tell jokes.
My name is Digger and I like to tell jokes.
Today's show was very spatial. We read more postcards from our outer space pen pal and heard all about Quill's amazing time on the quirky safari. Quill saw all kinds of incredible creatures and even made friends with a meteor monkey. I can't wait to hear what Quill does next. We also heard some stellar space jokes from Digger the Dog. There's no place like space.
Starry Spectacular.
Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. To learn more about the show and to see Quill's postcards from today's show, go to storyspectacular.com. While you're there, you can find out how to be pen pals with Quill and send in a postcard of your own. Did you think today's show was out of this world? I'm sure you will also enjoy visiting the Shapes in Shape Valley in my new book, The Shape Escape. All is well in Shape Valley until a big bully circle escapes and causes mayhem. This spectacular book is available for Kindle and in paperback at storyspectacular.com/books and on Amazon. If you love this show, then tell someone you know. Tell all of your friends about your favorite episodes. Stories are always more fun when you can talk about them with your pals.
Spectacular!
Thanks for listening.
Goodbye for now.
See you next orbit!